one of the City of Perth councillors has been running something else. Well, that's a campaign, essentially, like the doctors we've been talking about today, to get the borders reopened. In fact, so much so that Brent Fleeton, who is a City of Perth councillor, took out a full-page ad in the West Australian on Saturday that simply said, "Premier, we did our job and got vaccinated. After 2 years and billions in surplus, why haven't you done yours? WADeservesBetter.com.au." Brent, good morning.
Good morning, Liam.
Brent, can I ask you first up, who's paying for this? Not cheap for a full-page ad in the West.
No, it's not. So I kicked off the project Thursday night when I was watching the Premier's press conference, and coupled with the article I wrote in the West 2 weeks earlier talking about how WA's approach was putting business on the back foot, I thought I was very let down, like a lot of others. I was quite despondent on that Thursday night. I thought, why are we bothering here with all of the activity in the city? Lots of friends in the network had reached out after the article, and I thought, no, it's time to do something bold here. I knew it would get attention. It's snowballing now. I've obviously started the site, and it's getting really good traction. So, look, worth the investment, Liam.
So in other words, it's a sort of a consortium, is it, of small business people?
Well, no. So I've paid for the first ad, but what I'm hoping happens now is people get in touch, as they have done in droves over the weekend, Facebook and Twitter, and there'll be a campaign that escalates from here. So you'll be seeing more ads in the West, Liam. You'll be seeing a lot of social media.
The first bit's all yours, all your money.
Yeah, sure. Liam, I think you're overestimating how much the West Australian charges for ads these days.
We'll leave that one there. But I mean, I'm just saying, I think it's put your money where your mouth is. That's what you're telling me.
Well, Liam, people that know me and the Lord Mayor will attest to this. I do have an opinion. I'm not afraid to share it. It's all talk if you don't act. So I thought Thursday night was the last straw from me. I trusted his plan. I went out and got double vaccinated, and he's let me down.
It's a bit of a different scenario, isn't it, from small business compared to the big end of town, the big miners. We hear a completely different story, really.
We do, and I know how important iron ore is to the state and the country. They've obviously got an open line to government. They would have appreciated the delay in some respects. But look, one of the best things of the project so far is the feedback I'm getting from smaller operators in the resources and energy space. There's one project in the Kimberley that has announced a recent gas find. They were bringing people in from the Northern Territory that were specialists, and then they had to all be stood down with this delay. No clarity on what the future is, when they can come in, and obviously the project stood down, money being lost, and that's going to be replicated across the state and across sectors.
Yeah, well, they need skilled workers. All right, so WA Deserves Better, one word, wadeservesbetter.com.au.
That's it.
We'll stay across you and the website and stay in touch, Brent. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Liam.
Brent Fleeton, convener of WA Deserves Better and a city councillor. It's on the council at the City of Perth.